right here on CRN. Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Good afternoon, everybody, listening to the show across the world. I'm with Irina Young, my wife, and of course, nurse practitioner. And we're talking about how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. It's an international show that is interactive, too. A lot of eyes. And that number to call here is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. And texting is to 561-789-1588. Now, we often, not often, but pretty much every day, we look at probably 75 different articles through various journals and things that catch our eye and we feel may affect the way you think about medicine are brought to the table. Now, Irina found an article about 4 or 5 days ago that came to our attention, and it's, in our opinion, it's another way of just forcing a lot of medication into the wrong hands and pushing drugs because of the potential of secondary income. And again, using data and information that may not be just and correct. And we want to talk about that a little bit today. We're going to talk about statin drugs because their new article is saying nearly 60% of eligible patients are never offered a statin. It's unbelievable. Now, you could say, well, maybe that's true, but if you follow us through the show, you may think differently. It's saying it's not offered to more than half the patients, according to the Journal of the American Heart Association. And they basically are saying the research was taken. They looked at 5,693 patients from a registry called the Palm Registry. And they said that, you know, you really have to start looking at these lipids and the statins, and they talked about it a lot. So we're going to get the phone call. We already have a caller. I didn't call forward. That's why. Yeah, go ahead and pick that up, and we'll talk to them. Take the phone and just answer on that. See if you can answer it right there. Answer there. I'm sorry that we're doing that. We're going to try to call forward during the next segment. We already have a caller. We'll talk to them about what they want to talk about as well. So statin is a word that seems to be in everyone's vocabulary. And one of the things that we have to realize is that what are we doing? What are we doing by starting statin? We first have to buy into the word cholesterol is a bad thing. Do you buy that?
No, I think cholesterol is very important.
I do too. And I'm thinking that if you don't realize the importance of cholesterol, you may have a difficult time. So first, I'm going to help you in the first segment of the show. Understand that God put cholesterol in our body for a reason. It's an antioxidant. It has the beginning of every single hormone in your body. I'm not just talking about sex hormones. I'm talking every hormone in the human body, including ones that protect the heart. The same exact substance that supposedly is causing heart disease is supposed to protect the heart. Now, we're going to talk about this a lot when we come back. You're going to find that this is an extremely important topic. And if you stay with us, you'll be able to give us a call at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DR-MITCH. Or text to 561-789-1588. Remember, again, the number to call, 855-376-4824. We're looking for your phone call. We're going to talk about statins, cholesterol. Is it real? Is there something more to this? Well, if you stick with me, I'm going to try to convince you that you need to think for yourself, like I always do. Responsibility for being healthy is really about you. CRN One Talk Network, I'm Dr. Mitch. And guess what? We'll be right back with lots more.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com. Or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature. What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Mitch, and we're talking about statin drugs and cholesterol today here with Irina. And our number here is 855-DR-MITCH, although I'm not sure we're having a little technical difficulty. It's working or not, but we'll try that. 855-376-4824 is actually the number, and you're listening to CRN One Talk Radio. And we're talking about cholesterol, so, you know, you said you have a point. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say that the caller that was that we had before was asking about, is there a problem with taking cholesterol medications?
Well, there is a major problem taking cholesterol medications. And that problem, of course, lies in the fact that you're going to lower cholesterol. And the question is cholesterol truly the substance that's causing heart disease? We're led to believe that, and we're led to believe everything from eggs and everything else is bad, although most cholesterol is made inside your body, not by what you eat. But that's a topic and a story for a different question. And if there is cholesterol in your body, and it is a major component of every hormone that's made in the body, then we have to agree that cholesterol is necessary. Regardless of who you are, where you sit, or where the doctor sits, or whoever the pharmaceutical industry, we have to all agree cholesterol is necessary. It's in our body for a reason. And we have to also agree at some point that dropping cholesterol too low is going to be detrimental. We see that in patients particularly who have cancer, that if you drop the cholesterol too low, as they're dying, you see that cholesterol start to go down precipitously. We also see it as folks get older and they're getting frail. The cholesterol is important when you look at studies, for example, from Austria, 150,000 people that they followed for many years. When they look back, they found the people with the highest cholesterol lived the longest. We also saw that again and again in many other instances. There are articles and things that even say that 75% of men that have a heart attack have normal cholesterol. We also have to look at post-mortem reports when they do autopsies on individuals. If they do them pretty shortly after the death, they don't see a lot of clotting in the arteries, and it's debris anyway. It's not the cholesterol. But when they did studies, and they've repeated this over and over again, post-mortem or autopsy studies, they found zero, and I said zero correlation between the cholesterol levels of the individual and the actual having heart disease. So something's wrong with the picture. We also have to look at when we examine blood work, which most physicians do, of course, we look for blood sugar and we look for sodium and potassium and a whole host of what we call chemistries. We realize that in each of those chemistries, there's a mechanism in the human body to try to correct it if it's not right. Give, for example, blood sugar is too high, what do? We try to release insulin. If blood sugar is too low, well, what do? Our body tries to release some glucagon, a substance to release some of the sugar from the liver. Now, we have these complex mechanisms that are there to safeguard us as much as possible. And we have that for sodium, we have that for potassium, pretty much all of the chemistries. But yet, we have no mechanism for fat. Now, we don't believe that God made a mistake here. There's a reason why we don't have that. And we have the only reason that we talk about cholesterol, and I I hear it all the time, and you probably do too, as an internist, nurse practitioner, a cholesterol can never be low enough. I hear folks come back and say their cardiologist said cholesterol can never be low enough. And the truth is, the lower it gets, the more chance your heart muscle will not function properly, nor will you have good sex life, nor will you think clearly, nor will you have good muscle tone. Basically, lower cholesterol too far, you're going to have a problem. That's the basis of today's talk. Is cholesterol the issue? And in any case, if you even believe it is, there are natural things that you can use very often to create similar effects without all the side effects, which we'll talk about in a minute as well. What do you think?
Well, so it's interesting because cholesterol, I think most people believe that cholesterol causes heart disease, but you are saying that's really not the case, right? So what else should we test for, or what else people should ask for in their blood work that could tell us maybe that they have heart disease coming?
Well, there's a lot of tests that we can look at to determine heart disease coming. One of them is whether or not that one cell lining of every artery is functioning properly. It's called the endothelial lining. I think very fairly the cardiologists and researchers are now agreeing that that is the real understanding and cause of heart disease. This one cell lining, noted as the endothelial lining, has many functions. One of them is to produce three gases. Yes, right. We produce gas in our artery. One of them is called NO, or nitric oxide. And this gas is a dilator. Men know that because if they're having erectile dysfunction, they're going to take a drug like Viagra. They'll be prescribed or Levitra, or Cialis, one of those drugs, because these drugs stop the nitric oxide from leaving the body. So when our bodies are healthy and the linings of the arteries are healthy, like that endothelial lining, we have nitric oxide production. They're simple tests just by a little dipstick that goes saliva onto. We can tell if that's functioning properly. Simple bedside test. As far as blood tests, you ask, we can do tests of C-reactive protein to see if there's inflammation. That's called high-sensitive C-reactive protein. We can use early markers of production of heart plaque, which is MPO, which stands for myeloperoxidase. We can do tests like plaque-2. Plaque-2 tests look for what we call friable plaque that could break off and cause an artery to be clogged, even though that may not be the only mechanism. We can look for the types of cholesterol that are of issue, like those that are hereditary and handed down to us. Tests, for example, like lipo little A. The little A is a type of cholesterol that is hereditary, gets caught in that endothelial lining. And how does it work? Well, it substitutes vitamin C for this lipo little A, and the artery begins to become clogged. Before, as a matter of fact, it's 10 times more likely to cause heart disease than the LDL is. And that's number one, that everyone can discern the bad cholesterol, the LDL.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. And the cannolis and the zeppoles are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner. And don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch. Just $23.95. Are you kidding me? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvincis.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
Going in and out on me. Are you hearing me okay? Can you hear me, Tomas? Yeah. Tomas, can you?
Natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Good morning, everybody, and it is a good morning. It's beautiful here in Florida, a little bit of overcast wherever you are. I hope it's as pretty as well. And if you're listening through AM 1170, The Answer, or 96.1, good morning to you. I know it's very early. But even though it's early, I wish that you'll take the time to pick up the phone and call us. Irina and I bring you the greatest information every week. But the most important information is what you need to hear for yourself. What do you, your family, or anybody else need to learn about? We're here to help you. No judgment. Look good, feel good, and have great sex. That's what we're talking about. Number is 855-DR-MITCH, 855-DR-MITCH. 877-674-8424, and that's how you can get to us. Today, good morning, sweetheart. I'm glad you're here with me.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
We're going to do some neat things today. Today's program is going to always, we have a topic, you and I, and today's topic is going to be some not-so-cool things that people do. And it started off really... You know, you sometimes wonder, where do we come up with the concept of a program? You know, where does a host come up with a concept? Of course, look good, feel good, have great sex, anything in health really goes. But we try to always bend it towards natural medicine. But this concept came up kind of interesting. It'll be kind of fun for those listening. And you can somehow chime in. And we'd love you to call in and weigh in on what things you might have done through your life that are, in essence, somewhat stupid, but hopefully never did you any harm. You had read an article on somebody doing something, I don't even recall, that started me saying, oh, yeah, let's talk about this kind of stuff on the show. Do you recall that article?
Yeah, it was an article about a gentleman that ended up with a brain infection from cleaning his ears with a Q-tip.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a little guilty of that, actually.
Well, everyone does, and I don't want people thinking, oh, if you clean your ear with a Q-tip, you're going to end up with an infection. There was something about that that really stood out, and it was a little bit even more dumb. What did he do? I mean, just didn't clean his ears and get an brain infection.
Well, the piece of the Q-tip, I guess, stayed in his ear canal, and it ended up developing into abscess, and then he got a brain infection from that.
Right. So to make you aware...
I just wanted to say it took a while until he seeked the treatment. You know, I think he ended up with seizures and headaches and, you know, vomiting. So that was a time period that... He just ignored the symptoms, I guess. I don't know what he was thinking.
So the dumb part of this was...
Right, it could have been caught much earlier. He went just to the doctor and say, hey, I have this ear, fullness or aches or, you know, any doctor or practitioner would look in the ear and would see that there is a Q-tip there long before it.
Well, I mean, there is a couple things that really made what he did dumb, and he deserves the reward for it. Not putting a Q-tip, people do that. You know, I shouldn't put it in too deep. One of the tricks that you should always know with a Q-tip is always to wind it tighter with your fingernail and lock it down with your fingernail. It's hard to demonstrate over the radio, but basically just take your fingernail and turn it, let's say, clockwise, and that will tighten it down. You know, having the bacteria in the ear, there's always, and getting piece knocked off and not going to someone, a doctor, to take it out was ridiculous. And of course, if the bacteria grows around, it could become an abscess, and that does communicate with the brain. Oh, well. So things that everyday stupid stuff we do is what the program is about today. When we come back, Mike, my board operator and producer today, will ask him the dumbest thing he's ever done. We'll start with him, and then we'll talk about a lot of different things. 855 Dr. Mitch is our number here, 855-376-4824. You want to text yours in? You don't want us to know who you are? That's 561-789-1588. 561-789-1588. CRN1 Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM. We'll be right back with a whole great program for you.
Would you? This is the Entertainment Answer. What are Hugh Jackman's favorite moments in the new animated film, Missing Link?
I think my favorite moments in the movie are the interactions between my character and Mr. Link. I think that odd couple relationship is funny. I love Zach's performance. And I just love seeing these two characters gradually start to get to know each other and understand each other and develop a friendship. And it's funny.
Missing Link, rated PG in theaters April 12th. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you our free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com. Or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
Destination, South Point. 11 great restaurants, bingo, bowling, movies, race books, sports books, spa, live entertainment, oversized rooms, and the rates unbeatable. The South Point, Las Vegas. Book now. Online at southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. Southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. At the South Point, Las Vegas, you're always a winner.
Any natural substances in a postmenopausal woman to increase their libido. Now, for people that are listening, some say, well, what is libido? I know that everyone has different idea. Libido is the interest. In other words, do you have interest in sex? It's not the performance factor. That's different. So men who are listening and say, oh, yeah, I've got the libido, man. I can do it. No. Libido is your interest. Your performance is a whole other physiologic mechanism. Although testosterone is mainly libido, other things help for blood flow and things of that nature, which is a question of another sort. To answer Gene's question, the thing that you want to do is, as we go through gene life, the very first hormone that breaks off in the 30s tends to be progesterone. And that's why women start to have difficulty sleeping in the late 30s, early 40s, and 50s. Once you start going through menopause itself, then of course when the ovaries are not working any longer, both estrogen and specifically testosterone begins to break off. For those listening going, testosterone in a female and estrogen in a male, yes, we all have the hormones of each other, just in different quantities. They all do pretty much the same, but in different quantities. And every single cell in the human body has a receptor for estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. So,
okay, so here I am, and I'm talking, I know about estrogen, progesterone. That's a past show. We're live again. Irene and I with us. We had a little bit of technical difficulty. We are today talking about cholesterol. We are talking today about statin drugs and their involvement in this. We're here to help you, but let's get back to on course again. Cholesterol is a necessary thing for the body. You don't have it, you'll never be healthy. There, it's an extremely important antioxidant, and to apropos to jive with the show that was playing in the interim while the technical difficulties were being fixed, it without them, there will be no steroid hormones in your body. There will be no hormone that helps your heart. Literally, you'd be in big trouble.
Well, I just wanted to say that what you are saying is not that new, because I have patients sometimes come in with blood work from institutions like Boston Heart or Cleveland Clinic, and they do run these tests that you mentioned, homocysteine, C-reactive protein, lipoprotein, little a, ApoA, ApoB, and all those. It just, it's not widely used in a regular clinical practice. I'm wondering, why is that?
I don't know the answer to it. I think, look, Cleveland Clinic certainly supports it. Boston Heart supports it. I think that the industry that surrounds it, that surrounds the drugs that underlie it, are not pushing it. And I think the reason why you're seeing the pharmaceutical industry not educating the doctors in these lab tests is because, as we were talking in the last segment, and hopefully you heard it, there are certain findings that are not amenable to the statin drug. If you have inflammation, with the exception of perhaps Crestor, which only drops it very tiny, maybe 1 or 2 points, even then, it probably won't help. The statin won't help if you have an apolipoprotein B, which is a hereditary form of LDL as a protein. It won't help if you have the tiny little cholesterol that gets into the lining of the artery. So I don't think it's being pressed. Yet these tests are there from reputable institutions. These are not some throwaway journal concept. These are real, real concepts, folks, and they are important for your health. And if your cardiologist or internist are unfamiliar with what we're talking about today, you might want to find another one. That would be my opinion. So to go on with the statin drugs are meant to drop cholesterol. Again, it's predicated on the concept that the statin or cholesterol is an issue.
And again, well, is there such a thing as really high cholesterol according to you, or does it never matter?
I think if it got, the cholesterol started to get over 300, which is what I was trained when I was a young person, 275, 280, 290, maybe at that point it would be important to start maybe thinking about it, only because if the cholesterol becomes rancid, that's when the problem starts. LDL, which is that bad cholesterol, supposedly, never is a problem. It brings the nutrients to the cell. Without LDL, you couldn't get a nutrient, something your cell needed to do its work, get to where it needs to be. It's only when that LDL becomes rancid, when it oxidizes and becomes rancid, that rancidity is what creates something called a foam cell. And the foam cell is atherogenic. It does cause and will cause heart disease. So you can have a little bit of LDL, and if it's all rancid, you're going to have heart disease, pretty much in the same idea that someone who has a lot, but really doesn't have any rancidity to it. So it's really about it oxidizing. And yes, there are tests, certain labs do, called oxidized LDL. So there are tests for this, and these tests are there for a reason. No, they weren't just made up because I'm just talking about it. They're there for a good reason. So for a moment, let's look at the statin industry and look at what happened. Tens of millions of Americans are taking cholesterol-lowering drugs, and the new article that you brought up originally said, oh, we're not using them, at least 60% of the people that can use them. Believe me, if you would leave it up to the pharmaceutical industry, I'm sure they would want to give it to children in utero so they can have low cholesterol when they were born. But how do you grow without the cholesterol? Well, statins do a certain thing. They stop an enzyme that's in your liver from producing cholesterol. And of course, that is one of the problems. However, by doing that, it also blocks a couple other of extremely important pathways. Are we going to a break, Tomas? Okay, well, if we're going to do that, when we get back, we'll now describe how statins work, why they could be an issue, and if you're lost, you don't have to be. You can always call us at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. Or text us to 561-789-1588. If you'll take the time to do that, we'll be glad to help you with anything in the area of look good, feel good, have great sex. And if you want to know more about what we're talking or confused, just stay with us because we're going to really clearly give you an explanation and explain this to you. We are Dr. Mitch and Irina right here at CRN1 Talk Radio. And of course, we'll be right back after the station break and our sponsors' messages. I'm Dr. Mitch.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com. Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. Dr. Mitch here with Irina. Our number, 855-DR-MITCH, or 855-376-4824. The CRN1 Talk Radio, and we're talking look good, feel good, and have great sex. Dr. Mitch Show here, and I'm Dr. Mitch. Now, we're talking about the statins and how they do interfere with a special enzyme in the liver, which allows cholesterol to be made. Remember what I said, most cholesterol in the earlier part of the show is made by our body through the liver. So statins do work. They will interfere and make cholesterol stop being made. But in addition to the cholesterol not being made, other things are blocked. One is called coenzyme Q10. So if you take a statin, coenzyme Q10, or better known as ubiquinol, will also be inhibited. Now, ubiquinol comes from the Greek word ubiquitous, meaning that it's in everywhere. And by definition, CoQ10 is in every single cell of the human body. And we know that the body doesn't make it as we get older, or at least it makes it to a much less amount. And we required it for the heart to pump good. So if you're on a statin and you're going to choose to stay on a statin, recognize that one of the things that it blocks happens to be CoQ10. And your doctor, if they were knowledgeable about this drug, would have at least told you to take 100 to at least 200 milligrams, I would say would be appropriate. You'll check with your doctor of CoQ10. Now, it's still interesting and amazing to me that I see hundreds of patients a month who still tell me they're on a statin, their doctor, their cardiologist, internist, never, ever, ever told them to take CoQ10. Do you see the same problem or no?
Oh, yeah, of course. And they don't know anything about it.
Well, here's the worst part about it. The very first drug that ever came out that was a statin was called Mevacor Mevacor was in the late 60s, early 70s, I guess, give or take 5 or 10 years. That was the first statin we had. And Mevacor, actually, the researchers knew that it did and blocked the production of coenzyme Q10 in your body. Now, how do I know that? It's because there's a patent. There's a patent for Mevacor and CoQ10. Now, they never used that patent. They just let it sit there. But they knew maybe one day they'd have to market them both together. The problem is no one made enough fuss about it. It was just the, you know, crazies of the health food industry saying, hey, you're stopping CoQ10. But the truth is, it is a problem, and lots of the side effects are related to the fact that CoQ10 is not being produced. So if your doctor has prescribed a statin and you don't know or have not been told to take CoQ10, shame on the doctor. That means they have not been trained properly. Another pathway that the statins block, we know cholesterol, we know CoQ10, is called the dolichol pathway, the D-O-L-I-C-H-O-L. The dolichol pathway is a pathway that actually leads to eventual DNA synthesis. So you're saying, Mitch, that the DNA could be disrupted by taking a statin? That's right. It is. You're not able to turn over your DNA as well if you block this pathway. And what it does is it interferes with certain chemicals called prenyl derivatives. And these derivatives are basically selenium in nature. So selenium, which you've heard about, is one of the important nutrients, and sometimes it's not very healthy in the soils of certain states. That's inhibited. You don't get enough. And again, you get even a deepening effect of the DNA not being formed properly. So those are some of the reasons why the statins could create a problem. As a matter of fact, statins have over 900 studies that have been done showing the harmful effects that they can occur. Irina, what are some of the side effects that people report on a statin? And we're telling you these because in case you have them and your doctor's saying, I don't know what it's from, you may want to rethink the statin that you're taking. So what are some of the things?
Well, the ones that I see the most is muscle aches, muscle pains, also memory issues, erectile dysfunction that you mentioned already, fatigue, anemia, cataracts, immune dysfunction too, and it worsens diabetes or risk for diabetes.
As a matter of fact, I think one of the studies is high as 1 out of every 10 women that may take a statin could end up with glucose insensitivity and end up with a problem like that. Question is, and this is rhetorical, is it worth taking? You know, even though the doctor said, oh, your cholesterol's high, you're going to die if you don't get your cholesterol down, all sorts of nonsensical things like this, is the statin worth it? There are many studies, by the way, folks, and your doctor can give them to you. And your doctor will say, well, according to this study or that study, and there are many, many, many of them, that a statin drug may be appropriate and how good it is. But unfortunately, for the most part, every time a doctor, a salesperson, someone who's talking about statin quotes the statin, they're quoting you what's called a relative risk reduction. I'm going to teach you the difference between relative and the absolute risk reduction when we come back. If you learn nothing else from this show, just learn that difference, and that would be a perfect question to ask your doctor, because the difference is startling, let alone could be also cause of lots of problems. Our number here is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. That's 855-DR-MITCH. You can text it 561-789-1588. How many seconds do I have left, Tomas? That's all? 17 seconds, and then we're coming back just in a couple minutes to wrap it for you. CRN1 Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Mitch with Irina. We'll be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was singing in the shower, singing El Solo Mio. Oh, Solo Mio. As I was singing Mio, I sneezed. So I'm drying up, you know, and I sneeze again. And I blow my nose. A whole bunch of stuff comes out. I'm suddenly realizing that I am breathing out of my nose the best I've ever breathed out of my nose in years. I don't think it's a coincidence that all of a sudden now I'm breathing. What has happened in the past year? I'm a balance of Asia. You know, little by little every day, if I experience it, I'm happy. I'm sure this has to do with the balance of Asia. I'm sure it does.
When you call, use discount code FLASH, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FLASH.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe. All great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left, radio on the right, sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we'll bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like The Robert Conrad Show, The Fred Dreyer Program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, and so many other shows in video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk, and you can watch us on Roku on any TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Go to facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at crntalk.com. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
It's great to be here. I'm Dr. Mitch with Irina, and we're talking about statin drugs. 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824. Text is to 561-789-1588. The drug companies like to tell you how great these particular drugs are doing, and they use a statistic called a relative risk reduction statistic, which is often extremely misleading. But yet, whenever you read the studies or you talk to someone about it, they are quoting in this statistic. So I will help you figure this out. If, for example, you have two groups of people, one that get the statin and one that don't. In the group that doesn't get the statin, let's assume there are 300 events. An event would be a stroke or a heart attack. Non-fatal, but a stroke or heart attack. In the group that gets the statin, let's say only 150 get a stroke or a heart attack. They take that number, 300 minus 150, what is 150 difference? And basically, it's a 50% difference. Think about it. 300 got it in one group that didn't get the statin, 150 in the other group did. You have a 50% decrease. And that's the number that's used pretty much readily. And that's called a relative statistic. And certainly, as a physician myself and as a human being, I would think you can get a 50% reduction in the chances of someone having a heart attack by giving this drug, the statin, whichever one it is. I would be really happy and really pleased, and I would use it all the time too. Why not? Except the number is really misleading, horribly actually misleading. Because what they really didn't tell you, and it is in their literature, you just don't get to see it because you don't know how to read it. And you don't look for it as a layperson. Neither do the doctors, by the way, so don't feel bad, is in the group or that did not receive the statin that had 300 events, there were, let's say, 9,000 people. And in the group that only had 150 events that received the statin, there were also 9,000 people. So 150 difference between the 300 that had an event and the 150 that didn't, there was 150 difference over 18,000 people is really the what we call the absolute risk reduction. That is the true reduction. And at the very best, by most standards, if you look at their literature, it's somewhere around 1%. So just think about it. For a 1% reduction, according to this drug company's, which, by the way, often the statistics are, and the way the study was done is not great, but let's assume it was for a minute done perfectly. For a 1% chance decrease or a 99% failure rate, you take a drug that has tons and tons of side effects. Does it make sense? Perhaps for the people that are collecting the money for the drug, not perhaps for you. You have to make that decision. There are natural things that we have. You can look right on the website. We took several items and put them together in something called Heart Health. And they're based on studies that have been done, University of Minnesota, et cetera. If you really are concerned about your cholesterol, and it works by taking one twice a day or really high, you could take two twice a day of the Heart Health. It really makes a huge difference. And that's without any side effects and does beneficial. So the way to find that is to go to imconsult.us. That's imconsult.us. You want to do cholesterol. It's important to you. You want to drop it. Heart health. Just take one twice a day or two twice a day. I do. My cholesterol is well below 200 that everybody worries about. And guess what? I feel good and I don't have any of the side effects that Irina talked about. Thank you, sweetheart, for being here today. God bless.
And you're welcome.
And thank you for listening. God bless to all of you. And I love you, Mom. And hopefully we'll be back very shortly. Join us Sunday from 6 to 7 Pacific, 9 to 10 Eastern, right here on CRN1 Talk Radio. How much time do I have, Tomas? That's it. Okay, we'll talk to you Sunday. See you soon. I'm Dr. Mitch.